Meg Bourne is the founder of Art Feeds, a nonprofit organization based in Joplin, Missouri, which expanded to trauma therapy after an F5 tornado swept through her city in 2011. She remembers seeing the media coverage from Oklahoma and thinking it was all too familiar.
On the day of the disaster, it really resonated with us, you know, watching all these news stories, because it looked exactly like Joplin and what we had experienced in Joplin. And all we could think was, like, how do we get to these kids?
She says Moore's tornado was all the worse because it happened during the school day when children were there.
What we continued to say was our worst nightmare we watched happen on the news in Moore.
So Bourne called Rebecca McLaughlin with Moore Public Schools and arranged to teach a free 12-lesson art therapy series to students at the Briarwood and Plaza Towers Elementary Schools, which were destroyed by the tornado. McLaughlin is the Gifted Education and Fine Arts Coordinator for the district. She thinks the program, which starts today, will complement other efforts within the schools, like counseling.
Art Feeds is a little different because kids will be able to use either art or journaling, drawing, painting, to kind of ease some of that anxiety. So it's a little bit different approach. But I think it'll just be one of the tools that we use as a school system to help those kids who've been through so much.
Art Feeds trains volunteers to be art educators through a series of videos and lessons from social worker Kimberly Fielding, who works at the Ozark Center in Joplin. Fielding says art is powerful for kids dealing with any kind of trauma because it creates something positive out of a child's worry.
So art helps redirect that energy, be able to stay focused on what's creating that anxiety and work through it rather than stuff it somewhere where it can't be dealt with.
Though it's been almost 8 months since the tornado destroyed the schools, she thinks starting now may actually be better for students because they've had a chance to process what happened to them.
It can actually become a way where they can show, hey, this is where I've become strong. This is how I've become a stronger person. Or here, how I've noticed heroes, or how I've changed my perspective on things. They've allowed time to be able to identify and recognize those things, as well as the uncomfortable aspects of weather is always with us. I need to have a plan, and that's actually a healthy thing.
The student-to-educator ratio is 4-to-1, so each teacher spends plenty of time with the kids, which is important considering the teams only have 30 minutes once a week with each group of students. Art Feeds founder Meg Bourne says the small ratio is critical in art therapy classes.
When a student is creating, and maybe they're saying things that they wouldn't otherwise say, or drawing something that's important for an adult to see. If it's a one teacher in a classroom of 25, that's sometimes hard to catch.
The 12-week Art Feeds trauma program is scheduled to end shortly before the next storm season comes. Moore Public Schools Rebecca McLaughlin says she hopes students will continue to utilize art throughout the year to deal with any kind of emotion they experience. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton.